watercraft at high risk for aquatic invasive species intercepted at the Wyoming border. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. Wyoming Game and Fish Department aquatic invasive species inspectors recently intercepted a high-risk watercraft traveling from Oklahoma to Montana in a multi-state coordination effort to prevent the spread of invasive mussels in Wyoming and neighboring waterways. A watercraft was recently purchased near Lake Oluga, Oklahoma. The body of water is known to be infested with zebra mussels. The boater removed the craft from the water 24 hours prior to transport. Upon arrival at the AIS check station in Wyoming, Game and Fish officials identified viable mussels attached to the hull of the craft. The watercraft was immediately flagged for quarantine, and the boat owner coordinated with Game and Fish officials to complete transport to its final destination in Montana. Now, to ensure the vessel did not enter waterways prematurely, the boat owner worked with Wyoming and Montana officials to ensure a formal watercraft notice was issued to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The craft was documented and physically sealed, and a notification tag was attached to the boat requiring it to undergo professional decontamination before it can be legally launched in any water body. The boater agreed to work with officials, and Montana AIS personnel conducted follow-ups with the owner to ensure decontamination. Prior to the physical seal being removed and clearance to enter any Montana waterway, the boat must pass an AIS inspection through Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The incident highlights the importance of having watercraft inspected before entering the state and going out on waterways, and to remain vigilant year-round, as this watercraft was being transported during the winter months. Invasive mussels are a catastrophic threat to Wyoming's aquatic habitat. All watercraft entering Wyoming from March 1st through November 30th must be inspected prior to launching and inspected year-round if last used on an infested water in the last 30 days. Josh Leonard, Game and Fish Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator, says this interception is a great reminder to remain vigilant year-round for invasive mussel transport and a great example of the strength of communication and coordination between AIS programs to ensure protection of all Western waterways. More information on aquatic invasive species as well as mitigation practices can be found on the Wyoming Game and Fish AIS page. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.